Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's a good day to talk about selling sneakers. Sneaker reselling. It's fun to talk about selling sneakers, right? We actually have a MBA student here on the podcast asking a question. MBA student who has a serious love for fashion. He's been a longtime listener. His name's Michael. He thinks he's found the perfect side hustle reselling sneakers. Now, we've actually had a number of case studies of sneaker resellers. It's an interesting market. It's grown exponentially in the past few years. It has some unique dynamics. You really need to understand the collector mindset. There's some technology, different platforms, a lot of competition as well, but also a pretty big user base. So that's what we do here on Side Hustle School. We look at opportunities, try to give you some tips, some practical tips that you can use right away, whether it's sneaker reselling or something else you want to go into. Let's talk about Michael. Does he have what it takes to put his best foot forward? His question's coming up after the quick message on behalf of our sponsor. Thanks, sponsors, and thank you, listeners.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Michael Rasmussen, longtime listener. As an MBA student and a sneakerhead, I've been looking to combine my love for sneakers with my education. Your podcast has been a valuable source of inspiration, particularly when it comes to identifying profitable side hustles. Reselling sneakers sparked my interest as it aligns with my passion, and I believe my business knowledge could be an asset. But I'm not sure about the initial steps. What would you do if you were me?
All right, Michael, this is exciting. I love it. As an MBA student, you've already got a bit of a foundation for approaching this as a business. You probably learned some things about supply and demand, market research, customer segmentation. You know, these are all things that are important in the world of sneaker reselling. And I like to simplify things a lot because often people get overwhelmed and, you know, people who don't come from an entrepreneurship background, they're like, well, what does that mean? You know, market research, customer segmentation, these are big words. But really, we're just talking about, you know, how do you find a market of people who are interested in buying what you hope to offer for sale, right? Like a product or a service. In this case, you want to buy sneakers, resell them. As Michael and lots of people know, that's a huge active market these days. So let's see, what's Michael wanting to know here about the initial steps? Okay, what would I do if I were him? Well, I would start by making sure I was really up to date with the latest trends and releases in the sneaker world. This is something that actually changes pretty quickly, so staying active on social media, following some sneaker influencers, subscribing to newsletters, magazines. There's some apps, a couple different platforms specifically related to sneakers. Like I said, it's a big ecosystem these days. You'll want to be aware of release dates for new models and limited editions. Those are often the most lucrative to resell. And then next, you want to really kind of define your market a little bit better. Like, are you targeting collectors, people who just want the brand new shoe, don't care what size it is, even they just want to put it up on a wall or something? Or are you actually targeting people who are going to wear these sneakers? And where are they? Like, are these people local to you? Are they connected through different networks around the country? Are they international? Just knowing your target audience is going to help you curate your collection effectively. Because at a certain point, you are going to need to spend some money on inventory, right? And you want to make sure you're managing your inventory effectively, turning it over so that you're not just like keeping a bunch of sneakers, you know, for weeks or months, you know, on and on without selling them. Because unless you have unlimited money, which I'm sure you don't, you can't just do that. Like you want to make a small investment on an initial inventory, but then you want to turn that over. And then of course, you also want to decide on your sales platform. So there's a bunch of those for sneaker reselling. They tend to be different from places like eBay. One is called StockX, one is called GOAT, probably some others that I'm not familiar with, but that's what you got to do in your research process. And I would encourage you to try to get to your first sale as quickly as possible, just because that tends to be really motivating. So do that research, but don't wait too long. I think within 30 days, you can be having sales and learning as you go without spending a lot of money. So Michael, I'm wishing you the best. Time to hit the ground running, get that side hustle off on the right foot. And listeners, if you have a question or some comments or feedback, anything else, sidehustleschool.com/questions. So glad you're out there. You can always listen. It's completely free wherever you get your podcasts, or you can access the entire archive, 2,411 episodes on sidehustleschool.com. Of course, I'll be back again tomorrow with a new episode. We're going to talk about a different kind of e-commerce tomorrow. We actually have a success story. Excited to share that with you. And that's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.